Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There are two big stories right now that you need to know about. One of them, the media wants you to be obsessed over. And the other one, the media is hoping you'll pay no attention to. You obviously know what the first story is. It's the real possibility of Donald Trump being arrested, having a mugshot, maybe even being put into handcuffs and the wet dream of the left to lock him up after he chanted "lock her up," referring to Hillary Clinton. There's also another story right now that they don't want you to know about. They don't want to cover it, and this is the perfect cover to not have to cover it. It deals with the Bidens and China. We're now finding out there may have been an additional 11 deals between the Biden crime family and the Chinese Communist government. James Comer said he believes that the Biden family and associates made as many as a dozen deals with the Chinese Communist Party-affiliated companies. The House Oversight Committee chairman releasing and revealing this information that the Biden family may have made as many as 11 additional business deals with top China companies, and this would be on top of the $3 million wire transfer that we already know about. Now, make sure that you tell your family and friends about this. Make sure they know and share our podcast on this, because the media has gone completely silent on any of this. Comer said, quote, "We think there are as many as 11 more deals. Now we don't know what those deals are with the Bidens." Republican congressman said this after he came out on Thursday and said that the State Energy HK Limited, a company affiliated with Chinese Communist Party-backed energy company CEFE China Energy, had wired $3 million to Biden family associate Rob Walker on March 1st, 2017. Now, we talked about this in a previous show. We know that the cash was then dealt out in smaller amounts to at least three Bidens and two family associates. Comer also said on Fox News, Maria Bartiromo, that the deal was only the tip of the icebergs for Biden and the China scandal. Now, I want you to listen to what he had to say about the Bidens' millions and millions of dollars of deals with the Chinese Communist government.
Right now, it looks like the Biden family just pocketed this money. This is one deal. We have 11 more to go, and I'm pretty confident we'll be getting more bank records in very soon. And the White House hasn't been truthful about this from day one. I don't think the White House ever dreamed we would get bank records. I've got bad news for the White House. This is just the beginning. We're going to get a lot more bank records, and they're going to have to continue to backpedal and come up with some type of reason why the Biden families received millions and millions of dollars from our adversaries.
Now, you would think that the media would be, of course, jumping all over this massive scandal, that the Chinese Communist government was paying millions and millions of dollars to the Biden family. And what were they getting in return for this? It's pretty clear the only thing they could offer would be influence peddling. That's it. And you would think that that would be a big enough news story to cover. But no, no, no. What are they covering? They're covering the wet dream of the president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, being indicted and being arrested. Perfect timing, if you ask me, if you want to cover up a story like this. The White House has been asked, the president has been asked about this big story. And what did he have to say in response? That's not true. That's all he said. Has he done a sit-down interview? No. Has the media pressed him on this? No. This was check-the-box journalism. All right, somebody ask him. He'll respond with, that's not true, and then we're done, right? After that, we don't need anything else. We'll just have, that's not true. And once the word, that's not true, is said, we're covered. Everything is good. Everything will be fine. And we can move on. That is exactly now what has actually happened, so you understand. That is all the president has had to say to move on to the next issue. Now, Congressman Jim Jordan, also looking into this, a man who's in charge of a lot in Washington right now when it comes to investigations, he was asked about these other business deals as well. Listen to what he had to say to Harris Faulkner on Fox.
Let's start with these 12 other business deals. What are we learning?
Yeah. Well, I think there's a couple fundamental questions, Harris. First of all, who's the unknown Biden? And then second, what was the service they were providing that warranted receiving all this money and these millions of dollars? I mean, what work did they do? What service? It's just like Shazam. Here shows up millions of dollars. What did they do for it? I mean, those are, to me, are the fundamental questions. And that's what the committee's trying to get at. And I would always point out, too, that they're called suspicious activity reports for a reason. The activity in these bank accounts is suspicious, so much so that the Treasury Department puts together these reports that we're now finally getting access to and beginning to go through. So those, to me, are the fundamental questions. That's what Chairman Comer wants to get to the bottom of, so that the American people have the truth.
There was an important question that was just asked there by Jim Jordan. What was China getting for all of this money? There are people that got paid as the Biden crime family list has expanded. Hallie Biden, for example, and I want to be kind as I can because Hallie Biden has had a really tough several years. She lost her husband, Beau Biden, to brain cancer. She then got involved with Hunter Biden and started dating and living with Hunter Biden as his girlfriend. She gets paid a bunch of money in these wire transfers from the Chinese Communist government. Now, there could be multiple explanations for this. It could just be that the Biden said, hey, your husband died, our son, we're going to take care of you and the kids, and we're going to get you some money. And it may be that simple. Right. It may be that simple that they just decided to funnel money to her because she's a part of the family. It also could be that this was just money laundering. And when you get money in, you got to launder it. So you launder it to different people in the family. Was Hallie Biden providing any services to the Chinese Communist government? I would assume no. And no one at this point has claimed that the answer is yes. So that's another part of this that we have to talk about. What about the other Bidens? What services were they providing? In fact, let's go to the top. What was Hunter James Biden, the kingpins of the Biden crime family, excluding, of course, the big guy, the president of the United States of America, what were they actually doing for China? Is there a legitimate explanation for this? Well, we know that Hunter and James Biden don't speak Chinese. We know that they have no expertise in Chinese energy. We know they have no expertise in any of what they were involved in. In fact, the only thing that they seem to have had was the ability to say, you need something from Joe Biden, we've got you covered. That actually seems to be it. That's what you call influence peddling. That's what you call selling, okay? Influence, selling access to the United States government. That's called bribery. When you don't have a legitimate business to offer to somebody, the only thing left is what we just described. All right, before I get into that, I want to talk to you real quick about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. They are now offering a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, you can switch between the three major carriers for free. Yeah, Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage on the best G4 and G5 networks, the same network and towers you're using right now. The difference is not only do you get the same great quality that you're used to, but they actually are a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. So this year, resolve to stop spending your money with companies that don't align with your values. In fact, actually fight against what you believe in. Switch to Patriot Mobile. You'll be supporting First and Second Amendment groups, the rights of unborn children, and even helping with adoptions. It is easy to switch. Call them right now or go online to patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. That's patriotmobile.com/Ferguson or call them 878-PATRIOT. You're going to get free activation with the offer code Ferguson. That's 878-PATRIOT or patriotmobile.com/Ferguson. Now, you would think that the media would say, okay, Halle Biden is really where this thing gets screwy and talks about intent here, right? Halle Biden is the one, when you look at this, you say to yourself, okay, there's a problem here. The Biden crime family is funneling money to people that clearly aren't even involved, and Halle may end up being a victim here. That's why I said I want to be honest here. If you're Halle Biden, your husband dies and the family says, hey, we're going to send you money, she may not even know where the money's coming from. She may have no clue that this cash is coming from influence peddling or basically funneling of money from the Chinese. She may not understand this. Now, I do believe at some point she figured out the family business. At some point, I do believe that she probably understood the family business, okay? At some point, I believe there's a pretty good chance that she realized, especially when she was dating Hunter Biden, that there were some serious shady and corrupt business dealings going on. I may be wrong, but at some point you do have to treat her like an adult. And that's part of this investigation that should take place here. Were you just a widower that was trying to get your hands on or needed cash and the family said, we're going to take care of you and took some money? Or were you actually involved?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I want to go back to where all this started because James Comer has now come out. Jim Jordan has come out and said, hey, there's 11 more deals that we're going to tell you about what we believe that the Bidens got their hands on. The first deal was worth $3 million. A couple weeks ago, James Comer said that, and again, this is just one of these a dozen deals that we know of right now. And let's remember what they found in that deal. Here's James Comer in his own words about it.
2 weeks ago, Sean, I subpoenaed a bank for records for three different former Hunter Biden business associates. One of those associates in particular was Rob Walker. We got his account. We confirmed that that account, around 2 months after Joe Biden left the office of vice president, received a $3 million wire from two individuals directly associated with the Chinese Communist Party. The very next day after that wire was received, the Walker account started transferring money into three different Biden family members' accounts, including a new Biden family member that's never before been identified as someone being involved in the influence peddling scheme. So this is very serious information that we've received, very troubling information. It does show a pattern that the Biden family was receiving money directly from China.
The Biden family was directly receiving money from China. There's your headline. And if there was an ounce of honesty in this media, they would be covering this. There was also another big news story that came out last week, and that was Hunter Biden, right, is suing the laptop repair man. Well, guess what? Hunter Biden files a countersuit against the laptop repairman over what he referred to as privacy violations with this back and forth. Again, you would think that the media would be talking about this.
So John Paul Mac Isaac is the guy who ran the computer shop in Delaware, and he's been countersued as of an hour ago, apparently. Hunter Biden's team is arguing that they had no right to, he had no right to copy his private information from the laptop and distribute it. Remember that laptop was there for more than a year, I do believe? Right. And he was like, when's the guy going to come and get it? So now they have launched their own legal suit.
That's also the laptop that the media said didn't exist or wasn't theirs or was Russia disinformation. Now, his legal team is saying, obviously, that was his property that he left there and that they don't have a right to do anything with it. We'll see how that holds up in court.
I love this, by the way. So because Hunter Biden is now countersuing the repairman, right? The laptop repairman over these privacy violations. The media should have run a headline, and the headline should have been Hunter Biden admits the laptop and everything in it is real. Right? That's what should have been said here. Isn't it interesting how Hunter Biden's countersuit against the laptop repairman doesn't also claim defamation? That's something else that should be brought up. The laptop, if you're going to sue, you'd be suing, right, for defamation. You know, you made me look bad. Why did they not sue? Why did Hunter Biden, and this should be another headline, why did Hunter Biden not sue the repairman for defamation? Because everything in there is real and authentic. You can't say that someone's lying about you if everything you have that they've allowed to be see the light of day is actually factual and real. That's why it's not in there. That's just part of this now. Is the media covering it? No, why would we do that? All right, so let's go back to the other part of this story, which is there's 11 more deals that we apparently are going to learn about. The cash that was dealt out in smaller amounts to at least three of the Bidens and two family associates was just one deal. This is one deal. We have 11 more to go, Comer said, and I'm pretty confident that we'll be getting more bank records in very soon. The Kentucky representative said he doesn't know what the Chinese firms were paying the Biden associates for, but several family members grabbed cash from the first deal. We don't know what the Bidens did in return for this money. The lawyer said it was seed capital for a business. We haven't been able to find a business. Right now, it looks like the Bidens family just pocketed the money. So that's what you would refer to as bribery. A spokesperson for Hunter Biden's legal team defended the payments, quote, as legitimate business dealings on Thursday, saying, Hunter Biden, this is their favorite line they use, a private citizen with every right to pursue his own business endeavors, joined several business partners in seeking a joint venture with a legitimate energy company in China. Hunter received his portion of good faith seed funds, which he shared with his uncle, James Biden, and Hallie Biden, and nobody else. He alleged that the president hasn't been truthful about the dealings. In the beginning, the White House denied having any knowledge or the fact that their family was involved in any sort of way, shape, or form with the Chinese Communist Party, Comer said. But now we have bank records that reveal otherwise. So we now know that the president was lying to the American people when he said, I know nothing about my son's business dealings. And there's 13 more deals to come, or 11, I should say. He also pointed to Biden's trip to China when he served as vice president to Barack Obama's evidence of his alleged lies, saying this. We know that when the president was vice president in the Obama administration, he made several trips to China. He brought his son and some of these associates with him, Comer said. They met in different places with some of the people that the president claimed he never met with. So we know the president hasn't been truthful about his involvement when he was the vice president. So again, he's been caught in another lie, Joe Biden, that is. Comer said he learned from a former associate of first son Hunter Biden that the family agreed to help China get their foot in the door, quote unquote. He also said he expects to be interviewing people close to the family through a deposition or a committee hearing. Some of the initial $3 million was divvied up among companies linked to Hunter Biden and the president's brother, James Biden. This is, again, one of 12 deals that we know of, 11 that we don't know the details of yet. Now, before I get into more of this story, I want to say thank you and tell you about our good friends at Augusta Precious Metals. They are different because they will even tell you if a gold IRA isn't your answer. They give you just the facts. Now, Augusta Precious Metal is all about protecting your IRA and your 401k. They're great people at a great conservative company. They're great people at a great conservative company. They understand right now that it's crazy with our economy, and it's extremely important, especially if you're close to retirement, to protect your assets because there's no time to make up losses. So if you've saved $100,000 or more, then you should take a look at their free guide. And you should really sign up for something that I've done. It's a web conference where you talk to a top individual about gold IRAs and your 401k. Check them out and get the peace of mind that you're protecting your hard-earned assets when you get really close to retirement. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Or visit them online at AugustaPreciousMetals.com. Say I sent you, and they will pay your fees for up to 10 years. That's AugustaPreciousMetals.com, 877-4-GOLD-IRA. Now, this also goes back to the expansion of the Biden crime family. The president's daughter-in-law, Hallie, widow of Beau and former lover of Hunter, that's complicated, also received cash from the money pot, as well as an unknown Biden, according to report from the Oversight Committee. So who is the other unknown Biden? Could that be the first lady? We don't know. But what we do know is it is weird if you are just wanting to give money to this Biden, right? The former daughter-in-law, widow of son Beau Biden, and former lover of Hunter Biden, Hallie. Why wouldn't you write out of your personal account? Why would you launder that money directly into her bank account? And why would you do it from a deal with China? That's the part that has everybody sitting here questioning all of this. Okay? This is part of the follow the money that doesn't make sense. If Hunter Biden was dating Hallie and need to give her some cash, why would he connect it to a business deal with China? Why wouldn't he just take his money and then just give her some money through his own bank account? Why would she be a part of the business deal unless she is actually a part of the Biden crime family? This doesn't make any sense at all unless you are funneling money on purpose. And you believe that you're above the law and you believe that you're never, ever, ever, ever going to get caught. Now, James Comer also said you ain't seen nothing yet. He promises that this is just the beginning of the Biden-China connections.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maria Bartiromo over at Fox Business started her show Sunday morning by perfectly encompassing these two stories and connecting the dots that you have the Trump story that everybody is throwing around as the bright, shiny object. And then the actual story, which is that we have a president of the United States of America that very clearly is compromised by the Chinese Communist Party. Really, you could argue is our biggest adversary, and they apparently own the Biden crime family. Now, listen to how Maria Bartiromo puts these two together. And I love what she does here because she's saying, okay, the world's freaking out over Donald Trump, yes. But this is a much bigger story over here. Not an activist DA that's clearly being an activist trying to take down Donald Trump in something that no one believes in the legal world is going to stick, and it's absurd and abuse of power. But remember, that's what the media wants you to look at so they don't have to cover the other story.
And we begin this Sunday morning with two very different applications of the law. News this morning of a possible indictment of former President Donald Trump by progressive Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg over claims of so-called hush money payments made 7 years ago in 2016. On the Truth Social media app this weekend, President Trump indicating he will be arrested this Tuesday. This happening just days after blockbuster new details of suspicious bank transactions involving the Biden family and communist China. On Thursday, House Oversight Committee Chairman Kentucky Congressman James Comer revealed that in March of 2017, a firm affiliated with CEFC China Energy transferred $3 million to an entity associated with the Biden family partner, Rob Walker. Then in the following 3 months, more than $1 million of that money was distributed to members of the Biden family in small increments, including to Hunter Biden, the president's brother, James Biden, and his daughter-in-law, Hallie Biden, all receiving payouts. Questions are also arising this morning over the identity of one account labeled simply Biden, which received a total of $70,000 in four installments during that time. In a statement to Fox News, a spokesperson for Hunter Biden's legal team played it all down, saying in part, the account so dramatically listed by Representative Comer belonged to Hunter, to his uncle, and to Haley, nobody else. For more on this investigation into the Biden family's business dealings and to the expected Trump indictment this week is the House Oversight Committee Chairman, Congressman James Comer. Congressman, thanks very much for being here this morning.
Good morning.
Do you have any comment about Trump potentially being indicted on Tuesday?
Well, it's very odd that this would come out just the very next day after I revealed bank records, which showed that the Biden family, the president in particular, hasn't been truthful with respect to his family receiving payments directly from the Chinese Communist Party. So it almost looks like it's an effort to detract. But at the very least, it's another example of two-tier system of justice. Look, we've been looking into these classified documents. We saw the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago for one set of supposedly mishandled classified documents. But yet Joe Biden's had at least five different locations of mishandled classified documents. And they give him days and days to go in and clean up with his attorney. So this looks to me like it's another example of a two-tier system of justice at the DOJ.
So, Congressman, let's go through some of those bank records. This is really the first batch of bank records you were able to get because they've been stonewalling you. Are there more?
There are many more, Maria. This is one deal. We think there are as many as 11 more deals. Now, we don't know what those deals are. What the Bidens, you know, in the beginning, the White House denied having any knowledge or the fact that their family was involved in any sort of way, shape, or form with the CCP, but now we have bank records that reveal otherwise. We don't know what the Bidens did in return for this money. The lawyer said that it was seed capital for a business. We haven't been able to find a business, Maria. We're going to have an opportunity to ask people about that were closely aligned with the Biden family. We've talked to them privately. I'm not going to reveal what they say privately, but very soon they'll either be talking to everyone in the form of a deposition or even better in a committee hearing. But right now it looks like the Biden family just pocketed this money. This is one deal. We have 11 more to go, and I'm pretty confident we'll be getting more bank records in very soon.
All right. So $1 million distributed to the Bidens on one deal, and you say there are 11 others. Let's talk about what possibly the CCP could have been paying for. Do you have any indication, whether it be from the laptop, from your investigation, that gives us any information about what specifically China was paying the Biden family for?
Well, we know that when the president was vice president in the Obama administration, he made several trips to China. He brought his son and some of these associates with him. They met in different places with some of these people that the president claimed he never met with. So we know the president hasn't been truthful about his involvement when he was vice president. But from talking to former associates that were involved with Hunter Biden, what we know, the Biden family had agreed to help China do was get their foot in the door on the American energy industry, not just purchase liquefied natural gas, but also purchase interest in drillers for natural gas, as well as try to do things like help China buy farmland. Remember, this is something that every American's outraged over. There's bipartisan support in Congress to try to block China from coming in and taking over various interests of our American economy. And now we learned that the Biden family was directly involved with helping China navigate the federal bureaucracy and the sanctions involved with the U.S. government. So this is very concerning, and this is why we're going to continue this investigation of Joe Biden. And remember, it's an investigation of Joe Biden.
That's right. Yes. And I've been saying that from day one, that it's an investigation of Joe Biden, not Hunter Biden, because they were paying for Joe Biden. I mean, they were paying for time or you know, influence, whatever it is, from a sitting vice president. But there was something on the laptop that was also informative, where Hunter Biden is talking to a colleague, somebody who was representing the China partnership, right?
Yes. There was a message that Hunter was very frustrated with one of these business partners in China, that he had done every blanking thing they had ever asked of him. And of course, this would have been when Joe Biden was vice president. And he reminded him that they had never done anything in return for him. And then a few weeks later, this $3 million wire appears in the Robinson Walker account. And the very next day, they distributed money to Hunter Biden and then at least two other family members and possibly three family members. So there's evidence in the laptop that shows that Hunter Biden was communicating with them and had interactions and done things for them while his father was vice president. So this is very concerning. Again, the White House hasn't been truthful about this from day one. I don't think the White House ever dreamed we would get bank records. I've got bad news for the White House. This is just the beginning. We're going to get a lot more bank records, and they're going to have to continue to backpedal and come up with some type of reason why the Biden families received millions and millions of dollars from our adversaries.
This part, and I played that long segment because I wanted you to hear how he explained it. And some of that audio was what I teased for you earlier. But what James Comer is saying is they've lied to you, the American people. Now, when is somebody in the media going to cover this outside of, you know, Fox or Newsmax or people like myself and others in talk radio? You've got a president of the United States of America that was making incredible amounts of money for his family, lied about his business with his family, lied about the amount of cash coming in, lied about the understanding of what was happening with his family, lied about all of it, folks, every single bit of it. Okay, every single bit of it, lied about it, and then they're not even having to answer for it. Like a normal media would go berserk. All right, a normal media would say, no way we're going to let this fly. No way we're going to allow this to get to do this. No way we're going to say that this is, we can look the other way. Yet that's exactly what they're doing. They are looking the other way. So when they talk about Trump, and look, we're going to cover it when there is actual news that you need to know about. Okay, we will. We will cover it. But we're not going to sit here and do this crap. We're not going to sit here and push the propaganda. We're not going to sit here and allow them off the hook either. That is something we are not going to allow to happen. I can promise you that. All right. Make sure you share a podcast with your family and friends. We'll keep you updated on the Biden crime family and all of this. And we'll see you back here tomorrow.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right.
Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.